Okay, we're back. Okay, so now, well, first I want to say to y'all, I apologize. I forgot to point out that Trump did respond to Michelle Obama about the, he said that, she's getting paid to write a book and all that stuff and sell some controversy, and then he says it's going to be controversial. I point out a lie that Barack Obama show love to the military and fund the military, which is ironic after what happened yesterday. I mean, he didn't want, he even want to stay in the rain at a ceremony for veterans on Veterans Day week. So, Veterans Day weekend, excuse me. So, it's kind of ironic that he would say that, and 'cause he pivot right back to Barack Obama. He's a self to Obama, so just wanted to clear that up and tell you that he responded by saying that crazy stuff. So, moving on to the midterms Tuesday, we are picking up. The Democrats are still picking up some seats. It hasn't been announced yet, but I think Sinema is going to take over, take Jeff Flake's seat over Martha McSally here in Arizona. So be on the lookout for that. Plus some seats that haven't been announced yet in California, that's going to the Democratic side maybe. And it's Orange County, California, which even though that for the most part that state is pretty blue. That part of California is pretty rare, Orange County is. I don't know, that's Anaheim, you know what I'm saying, Los Angeles, Angels territory, Anaheim. So yeah, that's the part of California that Republicans usually dominate. They lost some seats in California, but on a broader scale, and we'll wait to the other seats come in. That I think they got like 35 to 37 seats, and it can be up to 40 or 41 by the end of the week, maybe. Like come tomorrow or Tuesday. Okay, so what I saw this week, let me start out by saying that I thought we took a shellacking in the Senate, but with the latest results, might not even be that bad. And as far as the House goes, it's a lot of diversity in the House, racial wise, women or gender wise. Like, we kicked a lot of Republicans out. We kicked a lot of Republicans out. And it's gonna be pretty interesting. Of course, a lot of those were retirements. A lot of those seats were retirements and all that stuff, 'cause with the Republicans, some Republicans can't take Trump. Charlie. Damn, I forgot his name. Charlie Dean, I want to say his name was. He's on CNN now, and. he didn't like all the Trump, all what Trump was doing and all that stuff. But yeah, we got a lot of minorities who won, a lot of women, a lot of people from the Obama Alumni Coalition won, like, had a lot of people that worked for Obama won. Gina Grish, excuse me for forgetting that, forgetting the name wrong. Grish Wold, GRISWOLD. That's how you spell her name. So Gina with a GENA. She would be the first Democratic woman Secretary of State in Colorado for the first time ever. And she's very, that's the thing about this election, like, it's very young people winning. You know, Ocasio-Cortez, she's 29 now, in the 14th District of New York, and of course, you know, she upset it. Joe Crowley in June. As a matter of fact, the day after my birthday, on June 26th, was that primary win. So, and, you know, she got attacked by Fox News. They made fun of her income and how she can't pay for a Washington, D.C. Apartment yet. And it's just so stupid. Like, why would she make fun of that? Like, she's a regular person. But aside from all that, two Muslims won. Rashida Tlaib, and another one from Minnesota. I did forget her name, but it was another woman that retired, that won. And as a Muslim in the Democratic Party, and she's going to be an awesome candidate. An awesome congresswoman as well. So, we took back Michigan. We took back all the places. We basically took back our blue wall. And it just shows you how Hillary Clinton was a born candidate and was an establishment. And I like Hillary. I ain't got nothing against Hillary Clinton. But that was the blue wall that she didn't win. And we took it all back. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. She visited none of those, especially Wisconsin. She really didn't visit those places in the 2016 campaign. She almost lost places like Virginia and Minnesota and New Hampshire. Like, it was talking, she might even look, that's blue in the mud. That's Tony Evers, however, no pun intended, you want to say his name. Evers won governor of Wisconsin, unseating. Scott Walker, who, guys, young people who may listen to this show, may listen to the podcast, understand that karma is a big word, you know. Well, I said karma is a bitch, and be careful what you wish for. The reason why he couldn't recount it is because of a law that he put in, Skywalker put in, so he couldn't recount the votes to see if they had made a mistake, because it was a very close it was a very close result, so, and he was squeaked it out. And Michigan, they got a new governor, a Democratic governor, you know what I'm saying? I want to say her last name was Governor-elect Whitner. I'm very curious to see what she's going to do with the water in Flint, you know. Now that stuff out. Oh, she becomes a great governor. I think the only Midwest spot that we didn't take back was my home state, Ohio. We got trounced as far as the national level in the House and all that stuff. We only won the senator race with Sherrod Brown. That's the only race we won. So it was an exciting night for the most part for Democrats. I mean, Virginia, the 7th district. Spamberger upset it. Dave Brat, who didn't understand her name. He kept calling her Nancy Pelosi. And she was like, "You're not running against Nancy Pelosi. I'm not Nancy Pelosi. I'm not President Barack Obama. I am Spamberger. Sorry about it." So the Virginia 7th district, which is outside of the DC area, that's been a Republican district for a long time. You know, a lot of these Republican district turned blue. I mean, even the Democrats always, for the most part, win in New York City. But the only Republican stronghold is in New York City is in Staten Island. And Max Rose won a seat in Staten Island in the House. So, over 330 legislative seats. So, you know what I'm saying? We rebounded from the over 1,000 lost seats that we took a slacking of under the Obama administration. You know, so the party is well diverse. We're kicking out all the men who, and instantly enough, you know, the media and everybody wants to get the Democrats talking about impeachment and oversight and all that stuff. The Democrats are ready for business. They're talking about health care. They already, I posted on my Instagram @_MrParks underscore MRPARKS on Twitter and Instagram. I posted on my Instagram the thing about that that the Democrats in light of the shooting that happened in California at a California bar, that they're gonna give out some legislation, propose some legislation now that they are in the House majority, and Mitch McConnell talking about it won't pass in the Senate, but we'll see. Also, one of the new we'll see what they also do with Medicare for All, to see, or they just improve on the Affordable Care Act, which is cool, but we want to see what the Medicare for All bill will look like also. So, another thing is with Rashida Tlaib coming to Congress, she already has a plan of the Civil Rights Justice Act bill. It may be Civil Rights Justice Act. Yes, or Justice Civil Rights Act. Might be the Civil Rights Justice Act that she wants to get through, and she's not really playing either. Like, forget all this talk about impeachment. We're trying to show the America that we are the party that passes legislation. And it's up to the other party now they got the majority in the Senate still to do what they probably need. And if they don't pass any bills to help the American people, then they gonna lose the Senate and we gonna keep the House. You know, so that's gonna be on them. So let them not pass any bills that the Democrats want to pass. I mean, and we'll see what happens with Speaker, the leader of the Democratic Party, House Leader Nancy Pelosi, now that she's about to become Speaker Pelosi again. You know, I'm all for change, but I do appreciate her work, but it may be time for a change. Get Barbara Lee in there. You know what I'm saying? Some people in Congress. I mean, it's a lot of young people coming to Congress. And diversity is going to scare Trump. Because a lot of diversity on the Democratic side in the House. So yeah. And speaking of diversity, on to the next topic. What in the world happened with Trump and black reporters and the rest of the media? Find out next. Here on Killing It with Kingdom Parts podcast. Here on Anchor.fm. Okay, so back here on Killing It with Kingdom Parts podcast. And all that. Okay, so we gonna get to Trump and his racism against black people and black women and all that stuff. Well, it reared its ugly head once again with black female reporters. Okay, so you would think, of course, that Trump is unhinged and deranged and gonna act crazy because of the blue wave that happened Tuesday night. And then that was the real reason why he fired Sessions this early. I mean, instead of waiting for January to fire him, because he knew that all the people were gonna be talking about was the Democrats winning big on Tuesday night, and with election results still to come in. He knew that he's very strategic with that. He loves to build new distraction. He's capitalist. So, he has this press conference that afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, or morning, late morning, like 11 a.m. Eastern. It was sometime late morning, or early afternoon. And he went after Almis Senator. He went after Almis, who used to work for the New York Times and now works for PBS News Hour. And she asked him a great question, you know, because with all this racism that's happening under Trump, and him calling himself a nationalist, like, maybe he needs to start understanding that, like, yo, that's pretty dangerous language. You got white supremacists like David Duke tweeting you and all that stuff, congratulating you on becoming a nationalist. And he called her a racist, saying it was a stupid question to ask, and like it was one of the important questions to ask, because like you gotta realize that words matter. And then April Ryan, that same press conference, he told April Ryan to sit down, and Friday, the next day, Friday, while April Ryan wasn't there, he called April Ryan a loser and all that stuff. Like, wait a minute. And she responded on TV like, was I a loser when you wanted me to hook you up with Elijah Cummings and the Congressional Black Caucus meeting? Was I a loser then? He said in that January press conference or February press conference, like in the beginning of the administration, in 2017, he asked April Ryan, you want to set that up? You probably know them. And it was crazy for him to even say that, but like. Then, but was she a loser then? When he was asking, can she do that for you? Like what? You know what I'm saying? So it's weird. And then Friday, the gathering with reporters on Friday before he went on to Paris, he went after members of the media like Jim Acosta, and saying he said that he doesn't know what if Jim Acosta is a smart guy and all that stuff, and then that's when he called April Ryan a loser and all that. So, but then he went after Abby Phillip, who used to work for the Washington Post, now does reporting with CNN, who's a African American female reporter. She asked him a legitimate question, like what was his new attorney general, this weird guy that they appointed to attorney general, will he be able to rein in Robert Mueller? And then he says to her, pointing at her, What a stupid question. You ask a lot of stupid questions. Like pointing at her and there's a live shot where you can see a photo of him pointing at her to her face. Like you ask stupid questions and it was just crazy. Like if he's upset about African American reporters asking him questions, just wait until you see the diverse Congress come in January. If you upset by that, then you don't know what's coming into. It's gonna be a lot of House or oversight, but also it's gonna be a lot of people that's trying to get into some liberal policies and all that stuff. So, I hope, like, even though we may not like Trump, we may need to compromise, not compromise, but like put in some policies to help the American people, you know, so we can be elected back to Congress 2 years from now, and we can say, look, we did our jobs, we tried to pass legislation, you know what I'm saying, they about to get some health care, trying to improve on the Affordable Care Act, or the, trying to bring something new like Medicare for All, and that's going to be wonderful. So, and then the guns legislation that I told you about. Plus, like, what I forgot to mention in the last segment is Republicans always want to tell you about how pro-life they are, and they always want to bring up Chicago, which, like, Chicago is a state that needs to stop the violence, but Robert Manuel did a terrible job as mayor, trying to control all that. And of course, you know, Obama got blamed for it because it's his city. Now, remember though, President Obama did put in an executive order to keep the hands out of mentally deranged people. Keep guns out of the hands of mentally deranged people. So like he tried a little bit, but the problem was it was an executive order, and they can like it's, they only repealed it because they don't like Obama, because if they really repealed it, they would have made it into legislation and all that stuff. So they've just been all talking. They don't want to get nothing done. But luckily, the Democrats are already talking about legislation to make people's lives better, and we'll see what other legislation that they would propose in the House as they take the majority. And it's gonna be very, very interesting. You know what I'm saying? By the way, I did. It's like Jackie Rosen upset at Dean Heller in Nevada. I thought that would never happen. But a lot of people like, shout out to John Rosen, Ralston in Nevada, who's a part of the Nevada Independent. He's a great follow. And we even won locally there too. It was a blue wave locally in Nevada. It was, we decreased the numbers, the local numbers of the GOP seats in the Nevada legislature. You know what I'm saying? That was a part of the 333 or more seats local seats that we got through. And also, I don't want to forget to tell you that 19 black women, and this is very, very important to say, if you are a black person and you feel like the Democrats are taking you for granted, don't leave the party. Try to make change within the party, demand change. And look, we have a diverse Congress right now, full of women of color, women, and all that stuff. So, we got some black people running. We had some black people running for office. A lot of that is Trump being a racist and influencing black people and people, other people of color, to run. I mean, we never saw a Muslim win a race until the age of Trump. And of course, you know, he wanted to do a Muslim ban. And now look at, we got two Muslim women in Congress. So, you know, make sure you just demand change. I mean, we talking about the debates that we have in the African American community about being a conservative or being a Democrat or a conservative Republican. So, and we talk about that a lot, but I think what people don't understand is that black people do like language. But we also have to, black people like language too. We don't just want to hear about criminal justice reform, which is also on the table once the Democrats get in the majority. And that's 19 black women on the courts. They are judges now in Houston, Texas. So, and even though Beto lost, he did help some down ballot Democrats. And, you know what I'm saying? We trying to see if we can take over Arizona, like even though Arizona is a blue, I mean it's a red state. Phoenix is pretty blue. It's kind of like a lot of red places where Birmingham might be red. The Alabama might be red, but Birmingham is blue because there's a lot of urban places in Birmingham and Houston and Dallas and Austin, blue parts of. But that doesn't mean that the whole state is gonna be blue. Same thing, even though it might be blue in the future for presidential campaign. And same thing with Arizona, you know what I'm saying? We have a runoff between two Democrats here in Phoenix, and the former Phoenix mayor did win a seat in Congress. So that's pretty, I think it was Kristen Sinema's seat. I think she represents Arizona 9th district. So yeah. And by the way, they cheated me out of my provisional ballot. They said that when you have a provisional ballot, you can vote at any place, at any polling place, without an ID. And they cheated me out of my ballot. But 2020, I will have an ID by then, cause I'm gonna be working soon. So maybe when I get some money, I can buy me an ID and start working over here at Fry's. Trying to get some money, you know what I'm saying? I'm a low income person as well, just like Cortez, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm in. So like we go get this, and we gonna change the world and make it a better place, even under a toxic president who's racist and all that stuff. So I hope you guys have a good week. You know what I'm saying? Once a topic comes up, I'm gonna see what to talk about. I mean, it's gonna be fascinating to see what's in store this week, so we can talk some more. You know, I'm trying not to go a month off again. You know, I do love doing this, but you know, sometimes I like to talk to you about things that are interesting. I don't want to bore you guys. So, anyways. See you back here this week, hopefully on the Killing It With Kendall Parks podcast on the anchor.fm app, and talk to you later. Goodbye. Again, follow me on underscore Mr. Parks when you're done listening to this, and see what you think about my topics. Thank you. God bless.